What's up, everyone? This is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. I hope everybody is doing all right, you know, with the pandemic going on and all these illnesses, these new illnesses that's shooing up, rising up that, it has all these nicknames and stuff, but we're not going to get to that. I just hope everybody is safe and getting bundled up because, you know, it's a very cold winter. Right now, I want to be in Miami or Cali right now, probably Vegas. Talking about Vegas, we actually have a new guest today, and she is from Vegas. Her name is Chantel Janae Binion. I was having a little issue saying her last name, but I said it. Let's say it again. Her name is Chantel Janae Binion. Did I say it right,
Queen? Banin.
Banin?
Yes,
Banin,
yeah.
See, look at that. See,
Banin. And then
Nin. Like there we go. She is a creative innovator. Thank you, Queen. Las Vegas, Nevada, the city of lights and arts, is what she calls home. One thing about her, while she was growing up, she could never stick to one thing. Eagerness runs through her blood when it comes to learning and picking up a new skill that she can master. For this reason, she chose the art world. In her eyes, where there is life, there is art that can be created in endless forms to inspire the next. Graphic design, photography, videography, marketing, audio, and painting, drawing. You name it. Most likely, she can create it. Creating is only things to set her free mentally and her emotionally from the unwanted pain and trauma brought us to us by our life. I know that. The deeper she got into becoming a creator, her passion and purpose for life eventually came. It is her sole purpose to help others bring their creative ideas to reality by using her multimedia and artistic skills. While the world is full of inspirational art, it is forever changing. She planned to be a part of the evolution of art, capturing the world's beauty and pain to speak for herself and others. Wow. That's beautiful, Queen. Yes. Welcome, Chantel.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here, honestly. I can't even wait to get this conversation started.
Yes, I'm excited to have you too. I was curious, have you been living in Vegas all your life?
My whole entire life. Born, raised, still here. Got to get out of here, but you know, still here.
I feel you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I felt the same way when I was in New York. What would be your dream state if you was to move out?
I don't even know. Honestly, that's where I've been so stuck. I'm a homebody, and that's why I think I'm stuck in Vegas. My family's out here, and then that kind of runs for my mom, too. My mom don't like change, so I think that's where I get it from.
Okay.
So if my mama not moving, I don't think I'm moving. But I know I have to break out of that eventually, so that's why I'm at that age finally. I'm 24. I got to get out. I got to adventure, especially being as artistic as I am. There's so many, like I said, where there's life, there's art, and there's life everywhere in this world, and I'm just being stuck in one place. That's crazy.
Yeah, we can't do that, because I was about to say, you're doing photography and videography, you know, all these visions, and I've seen your art as well. It's so beautiful. Y'all make sure y'all check her out. Matter of fact, what is your Instagram?
My Instagram is Chantel Janae. Janae spelled Janae, and then an underscore after.
All right. So it's all simple, y'all. So, you know, y'all can't get stuck. So I see that that you do wear many hats. You know, you do a lot of things. And I want to know, which one do you enjoy the most?
You're right. I do a lot of things. It's hard to really say which one I like the most because they all have different elements that I literally pour my soul into. I would say the one I do the most, however, is painting, drawing, and drawing digitally. And I do those most because I can do them from scratch. And I like to do things from scratch where I can start with my own soul in it, compared to taking different like little graphics online and then gathering and putting them together on Photoshop, actually creating something on a canvas is just so much more relieving. And it's like, I feel like I could put more emotion and story into it over anything else.
Yes. Oh my God, I love it. So you can do logos?
Oh yeah, that's my favorite. If anything, I love drawing people's faces or changing them into like animal. I've been in love with animal characters lately.
Right, I like that. Okay, so y'all already know, if anybody out there that are looking for logos, like I'm sure you have purchased any sales or I'm not gonna say discount, because her shit is fire. I'm not even gonna put her out there like that. Her shit is fire, full price. So look, like,
I mean, as I'm gonna say, I'm an upcoming artist, so you gotta get the prices while they're good before they skyrocket.
You feel me? Yeah, that's why I said
them while they low before they get to the high.
Yeah, get the sale now before she blow up, because I already know she will. And that sound fire, you know, to be able to create logos like that, like for real, because a lot of people are not as creative. They just throw a little something there and then call it a logo.
But man, that's what I want to help people, because everybody's creative. Honestly, there's endless possibilities when it comes to creativity. There's no level to it. It's just some people don't know how to deliver it, and I want to help people be able to deliver that. Like, if you get stuck, we can collab our brains. Anyone should be able to be open-minded to the next person, to be able to create their idea, whether their beliefs don't match or nothing. It's just being able to express that person who you are. Like, that's it. Some people just can't deliver that, but I can. And since I can, why can't I use that skills to help others if I do it for myself, you know?
You should do a class. Have you ever thought of doing a class?
Oh, no, I've never.
Yeah, you should think about doing a class. I'm over here saying it all messed up over here. People, look, you're right about that. Creativity comes in all forms, all sizes, and everything. It doesn't even matter the level. It all matters about the deliverance. You know, that's very important that you mentioned that. That's why I said, like, hey, you should just do a class. Like, that sounds very, sounds like how I move when it comes to my poetic world. You know, I'm a spoken word artist. The difference between reading poetry and actually delivering it, right, and performing it. So I definitely can understand. I looked at it that way, so I was able to understand it, what you were saying. So, damn, I love that right there. So I want to know that, is there any, are you working on anything now that you would like everyone to know, like any organization that you're affiliated with?
Well, you know, as you know, I'm always clocked in, not out. If you guys don't know what clocked in is, y'all should go really follow the Instagram, check out their apparel, check out all the videography, photography that goes on in that world. I create for them mostly, can't really disclose much of what I do for them or, you know, what I'm doing for them right now, because that's up for launch. But outside of that, something I would love everyone to know is that I am working on myself outside of Clocked In, as Chantel Creates. I'll be having an Instagram coming up soon. My paintings will be printable soon, so that will be launching in February. Once that launches, then I'll actually be selling the canvases themselves at full cost. And then, yeah, I'm about to have my service page out for people who want characters made, logos made, flyers made, banners made. Just basically my own stuff's about to drop, so like keep a big eye out, because you're going to catch those prices. You want to, like I said earlier, catch them all day low, because we don't know where I'll be 6 months from now. I've been working with some big people lately.
She's manifesting. Like
in 6 months, we
gonna need a second interview. We
gonna
follow up on Chantel Creations and see what she's at. That's what's up.
Definitely gonna be bigger places, but yeah, I would love that. Come again. Hello.
Yes, the star. Creators, we need to see more painters. I definitely, when I get my house, right, I like that 6 months, because we're going to be following up with me as well. When I get my house, I'm gonna want, you know, paintings. You know, I know I'm gonna reach out to you, you know what I'm saying, and possibly have one of your paintings and promote it, because this is what we do. We're here to support each other, you know. And
you should be my first muse for a portrait, because I haven't done a portrait of anybody, and I was going to use myself, but I would love to use you. That would be dope.
Okay.
Especially with your hair, you know, your electric hair. I could come up with some crazy stuff for that.
Listen, I ain't never go to Vegas before. I would love to go to Vegas, and I would love to experience that for real. So, definitely.
Man, that's definitely something everybody should watch out for, too. Self-portrait canvases, that's about to go crazy.
I can't wait, because I know your art is beautiful. Like I said, go ahead and tell them your Instagram. You got to keep letting them know. Like, they got to find you.
At Chantel Janae _ @it. We'll have Chantel Create soon, but it's just not up yet. So just like I said, gotta keep an eye out for me. I move in silence, but I'm loud.
Oh, I like that. I move in silence, but I'm loud. Okay. So that's what my fault. The next question I was about to ask you, like, you know, I feel you. You are being the voice of the people, and I wanted to know, what are your goals?
My goals is to continue to be that. I don't really like to be the face of things, you know, so it's like, that's my purpose of doing art for others. Like, if you want to be the person in front of the camera, I could be the person behind and create your vision. So that's just my main goal. That's it. That's all. Like, just helping others. Like, nothing is going to fulfill my heart more than helping others. People say it all the time, and it's something that actually runs true with me. I do not care about the money. Like, I will never care about the money. Like, if you were to see how I live, I don't even like materialistic things. I love my little studio with my little bed, my little artistic stuff. The only thing that is the expensive things are, you know, the things that I work on as far as my art. But other than that, I don't like materialistic things. I don't like money. And if I can give money back to people, that's my goal. Like, once I actually start getting up there, and being the voice of the people through my art and stuff like that, I'm going to take that money and I'm going to build organizations to give back to the community. Like, my biggest goal when I'm 35, mind you, I'm 24. By 35, I want to own a wellness center that has all types of athleticism, art centers, anything, you name it. Like, the things that, you know, unprivileged kids can't get because their parents can't afford it, I want to be able to give that, because I know that's what I didn't have growing up. I didn't have good resources to help me get to where I wanted. I was a cheerleader, I was a softball player, but I had to work my butt off to get that. And my mom couldn't afford both me and my sister. My sister was also a top athlete, top, you know, she was the valedictorian at her school. I was top class at my school. I was playing 2 sports. So, mind you, having a single mom that's trying to take care of 4 kids and 2 that are literally stars of Vegas, that's a lot for her. So I didn't really have, she had to kind of, like, you know, do what she could for us as far as money. But I couldn't get as much as I wanted because, you know, it was life.
Definitely.
It was life. You know, sports was more of a hobby for me, not my life. So yeah, I understood, but it's like, I wish I could have had more. Like, I wish I could have got more putting in, because maybe I could have been somewhere. But I don't like to think like that no more. I like to think, what can I do for the next child that can't do it? What can I do to help the next person who can't do it? And that's literally my goal. 35 years old, I will at least have, if it's not here in Vegas, like, what, a studio suite? I at least have something started, that where kids can come if you need help with college, if you need help just finding yourself, if you need a shelter to live. That's what I kind of want to, like, have at 35 to 20 years old.
You will do it. You are magnificent. I have partnered with a nonprofit organization, Overlook Creations. Everyone, you could go ahead and follow Overlook Creations. And their mission is almost the same thing that she has said right there. You know, to be able to be able to have the resources for people that are overlooked. So please go ahead and follow Overlook Creations, as we are doing a fundraiser March 19th and 20th at Atlanta Motor Speedway, to create programs, STEM programs for young adults, as well as creating artist development, where we can help artists come up. And yeah, Chantel, you are in the right path. I'm telling you that you are definitely.
I'm over here writing Overlook down, you know.
And she's like, yeah, Overlook. Just how you heard it, Overlook Creations. Yep, Overlook Creations. We definitely. She has. We call her the community plug. She feeds the community. She has a pantry right outside her door. She has food outside her door, fresh food. She has a holistic store where she has oil. She also has a thrift store. She has a chakra room. She's a masseuse as well. This woman, she's everything.
You know, I was sick with COVID. I was unsick with COVID in 3 days. You know, she gave me elderberry and sea moss. You know, so it's very important to have that. You know, have people like you, and how you are inspired. You are woke. You know what I'm saying? And you know what you actually want to do. You know what you want to create. And I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you, and I'm here for you. You know, so whatever resource you're looking for, I definitely can help you with that. And you, girl, you got to make your way in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
I'm moving there to you.
Yeah,
my like, new guru over
it.
Here.
This is it. I'm telling you, this is it. When it comes to all of those things that you you're saying, you, and I know that you are family oriented. I wanted to ask you if you have, do you have any kids?
No kids myself, but what I do have is 15 nephews and nieces all over the world. Ooh. Everywhere. The ages range. I'm going to keep saying, I'm only 24. So my oldest is 23. He turns 24 this year. And my youngest is 3, but she turned 4 this year. I've dealt with all of them all my life. And I absolutely love all of them. I'm not going to say I'm a perfect aunt, but they're literally the reason that I strive to be a good person, strive to be able to get to where I want with my goals, because if I can do it, I at least can be that person in the family, or that aunt in the family that they have to look up to. Yeah, they look up to my sister who plays basketball, who I look up to as well. I always will look up to, no matter what. But it's like, I want to be just like her. I want to be the person they look up to. I want to be the person I look up to all the time, and it never stops. And then to be able to give that, like I said, I'm always going to give back. So what I'm going to do is make sure my nephews and nieces, once I'm at the top, can follow their dreams, whether, no matter what age they are. Like I said, one's close to me, so they may feel like they're failing right now, but if I can get there, I'm going to give to them. If you're going to be with me, it's not a question. Like, I will find every last one of you in my old ages until I die. So yeah, that's what strives, that's what literally pushes me to get anything, like, to get, not to get sensitive or anything, but it's gonna get sensitive. There's a time in my life where I was really, really suicidal, and the only thing when I say I was in that hospital bed that, like, kept me alive was a flash of all my nephews and nieces, and, like, from us being babies in one-bedroom apartments to being, like, best of friends, right hands, and, like, just growing up, and then now just seeing them strive and being adults and doing what they got to do. Like, it literally all flashed before my eyes, and I was like, what would they do without me? That's what got me to snap out of it. Like, what would they do without me? They can't. Like, even though they're lifing right now with, like, you know, on their own, like, at the end of the day, I feel like they can't do it without me, because
you have your motivation. Yes. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. We all have our inspiration, and we all have our motivation. And thank you for being vulnerable and trusting me with that information as well, girl. And I'm happy that you hopped out of it, you know, understanding that people do love you, you know, and people do need you, you know, here, you know. And just, you know, I have a daughter. She's 11. So everything that I do, I always got to, you know, think about her, you know, because I got to get home. Especially when I go out and I do my shows, I have my events, I'm by myself, you know.
And we gotta think, these kids are stronger than us, they're more creative than us. Like, we have to, like, look, I like to look at them like, yo, this is what we used to be like, so why do we act like the way we act? We are still children, so look how they're so free and careless. And I said, I guess I'm gonna say it, I probably look up to my nephews and nieces more than they look up to me right now. Okay, like, they out here doing the thing, like, y'all is lifing for real. I don't even want to life no more. I'm tired of adults and them, so I look up to them so much, because like, they on their grind. I got my baby niece who, she loses weight. She got that from me, but yet she took it all on her own, because even when I fell off my fitness journey, like, boy, she's so beautiful now. Like, I feel like she inspires me to get back on my fitness journey. So it's like, I look up to her now for fitness, and she don't even know it. And then I look up to my nephew Devontae for how independent he moved out of his mom's, came out here to Vegas, and he's been independent since. He is a football player and he does the time. So it's like, I'm looking up to you. And then I got my nephew Osiris, who's a basketball player. He's top basketball player out here in Las Vegas, running the world. Shoot, I got people asking him, why ain't I creating his stuff? Like, yeah. So I'm just like, he big out here too. So I look up to him because it's like people already, you know?
Yeah, no.
But he's already there. So it's like, I look up to them. I'm going to be up there with them one day. If they don't do it, I will. So.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, children are the evolution of their parents.
They yeah, and that's always, and that's a big thing I tell everybody to do. Make sure you look at kids, cause, and stop looking down on, stop trying to parent so much. Yeah, be a parent. Yeah, be that aunt, but look at their creativity, and that's what's going to get you far as like an adult in general. I feel like I've learned more from kids than I've done adult growing up to be a better adult.
Yeah, because, you know, but as we get older, it's just, it's all about the psychologist, like, all about the brain, how the brain works when we get older, you know? And children, like I said, they are a revolution of their parents, you know? And they are a reflection, you know what I'm saying? When you see how you was looking at them and you saying, like, damn, when I was younger, I was same way, carefree. You know what I'm saying? And now as we get older, we start to learn more about responsibility and actually take accountability of our actions. So we kind of know the pressure that our parents or, you know, we kind of know the pressure of all the adults that was adults when we was kids. You know, so it's a cycle. So now is our job to go ahead and continue to have these children woke and to continue to support them in what they're doing in order for them to be the better, the evolution, you know.
Facts, which is the music, creativity, and art. Because yep, what do we do? We follow the evolution. What type of, like the art I create now is like, what would these kids want? Not what would I want. Because what would I want would be some, you know, old school, Beavis and Butthead type stuff.
Yeah, there'd be a crowd that would like that. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta always have your different categories on your artwork. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, cause maybe I like that. I like the old school. You know what I'm saying? Beavis and Buttheads. I like that. There's a poem. Let me tell you something. I was at the Wellness Center last night. Shout out to Papa Duke. She's an MC, and she did a poem, right? And then inside the poem, she said they took all that. You remember that show? This is all that. This is all. Like.
Yeah,
when she did that, everybody in the room was singing the song. That's when I was like, damn, this is the generation. Like, this is, well, you know what I'm saying? This is us. Like, you know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you got to bring it back.
Right, recreating, especially with music, they always using the same old school beats to try to remix into some songs.
Jordan do it. Don't sue me, Jordan. I love you. But look how Jordan sneaks do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they always come out with new, like, you know, everybody think it's new, but it ain't new. You know what I'm saying? It's just different, like, you know, about the different color. Shit, but... Yeah, so we kind of get it, and you know, once we understand it a little better with this in this life that we live in, we'll be able to maneuver a little bit more, you know, peaceful, because you know, peace is like my big. I'm shouting out a lot of people today. Big Brother Sincere, and his name is Sincere on Instagram. He said that peace is finding options in the midst of chaos. So peace, no, having options in the midst of chaos. And I never understood what the heck he was saying, right? I never understood what he meant by that. When I was like, wait, I always used to ask him, I said, Big Brother, what's that definition of peace you used to say? And then he said, peace is having options in the midst of chaos. So now I understood that life is not a stability, like it's not for you to stay stagnant. And be like just stagnant. No, your life is always gonna be in chaos. There's always some shit going on in your life, but your peace will be what you like doing. You see how you have art? I have poetry. My option of peace is going to write or playing music or even dancing in my room. You know, that's my option of peace. Or burning a Palo Santo or incense or running the bath water. That's my option of peace. So now I understand what he's saying. So even if people come in my ear and they talk rah-rah, I'm just like,
in my mind, I'm able to just turn it around and not, and just be quiet because I have peace, you know, and now I learn that. But it took me a while, though. It took me about 6 months, you know, to get there. So, yeah, I don't want to talk y'all head off, y'all, but yeah.
Hey, speak your truth. You feel me? Let the world know. People need some peace out here. Especially this last month in some retrograde. It's been crazy out here.
Girl, you know what I'm saying? And for all those people that know about that, as far as how emotions are going right now, there's a lot of mental illness going around. And trust me, you have resources. If you think that you don't have resources, there are resources around you. You just gotta look for it. And that's really all I can say about that. And Chantel, like, you know, I wanna ask you this one, you know, this last question that I have for you. Maybe it's last, who knows, right? What is one advice that you would tell people that are following the same footsteps as you, young women entrepreneurs or just in general, women and men?
The one major advice I'd give, because it's one that I'm taking myself in general, is like, don't let fear be your disease. Like, don't let it become your disease. Don't let it take over. Because if you do, it's going to stop you from almost everything that you accomplish or every risk that could possibly become a new opportunity for success. One fear I'm overcoming right now is just talking to people. Like, how do you fear talking to people? Like, that's crazy. If you don't take the risk of getting out there and accepting that, you know, some people are going to say what you like and some people are not going to say what you want. Then you're never going to get nowhere. Like, honestly, you're just going to be stuck in the same box that you're always in. You're only going to be stuck in your own mind. You're not going to be able to see other point of views. Like, once I got out of the stage of fear and putting my work out, like at least dropping it a little bit, I started getting more followers than I could ever have gotten in like a month ever. And it was like, I thought it was just, you know, I'm not trying to be no cocky or nothing, but I am light skinned, bright, pretty, you know, and we have a certain, this, you know, I hate it in this generation that light skins low-key have a certain label on them that we're stuck up and where we use our looks for things and things like that. So I used to be labeled like that. And that's one thing I had to break out of, is that I'm not that girl. Like, I don't use my looks for things. I don't try to use my looks for things. It's truly my personality is what attracts the people that come to me. It's truly the art that I do that attracts the people to come to me. And yeah, there's like a lot of life trauma problems that go with that, you know, internal problems, demons and stuff that also go with me thinking my looks was the only thing people cared about. But other than that, I still, like, it's still that fear. Like, I still have that fear. And that's why I tell people, like, yo, if you continue to let fear be your disease, you're going to completely lose any good opportunity you possibly have moving forward.
I like that. Thank you so much. And it's crazy because, like, now that I'm starting to gain a little bit more knowledge of history and just people in general. I'm sorry that you had to go through the like being light skinned and being having those looks. It's something that is very traditional. The only reason why I say that is because I'm gonna refer to this show on Netflix, Madam C.J. Walker. I was watching it with my daughter, but she loves history. And Madam C.J. Walker was competing, but it was a woman that helped her with her hair. I don't know if you've seen the season, and the woman that helped her with her hair, she was light-skinned, red bone, you know, beautiful long hair, you know, same features. And she was labeled as such. She's light-skinned, she's beautiful, she got it. She's rich, she got money, she did. But she was struggling. And Madam wanted to help her, but she was a little stuck up about it, but it wasn't really because she was stuck up. It was because it was hard for her to trust because of what she was going through. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy how you mentioned that, because this is something that you're not the only female that have went through that. You know? And if we can get together and speak up and know that we're not alone in this,
You know what I'm saying? It would be more comfortable for us to have less.
That goes for our men out here too. Let's not leave them out, because they go through it just as much as we do, whether they be dark skinned to light skinned to whatever, you know, our Black community, we struggle.
And shout out to our Black men. Oh yeah, that's a whole nother topic though. We love you, Black men. That's a whole nother topic.
Right. But not too caveat, but I just was like, yeah, I have that problem. That is very, you know, but just our community in general, like, we have all different individual category problems. It's crazy.
Even with me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm Afro-Latina. My first language was Spanish. I grew up in a Black-dominated neighborhood. You know, shootouts every day. It was a lot of things. You know, my book is coming out soon, y'all. So I definitely will let y'all know the launch. Y'all can have a little insight of my personal life. But yeah, Chantel, thank you so much for coming to the show. Like, I appreciate you for letting everybody know who you are, what you do, what you're trying to do, and letting us know that you're human, just like us. You know, like, shit, I don't know that, because we all go through emotions, we all go through anger, we all go through happiness, sadness. You know, we all go through these phases and levels of life that's growing. And the fact that you are maturing and you are woke in this generation, I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. And you know I'm doing a follow-up in 6 months, right? You know, we holding you accountable of your words, ma'am.
Right? We tuned in right here. We tuned in. And honestly, I just hope everybody, like, you know, can take a lesson from this. Like, if anything, if you're going through something mentally, emotionally, physically, get your peace. Find it. And it can be in any form of art, whether it be music, poetry, painting, drawing, picking up an iPad, creating a graphic, putting a collage together, a picture collage. You can glue some stuff together on a poster board if you want to. Art really comes in different forms. If you want to go paint in a sand, you can go paint in some sand. If you just want to go throw some tomatoes at a board, that's art too. Like, it's just
yeah, it is actually. That's so crazy. It is. And I think there's a place in New York, I don't know the name of it, but I think you, like, you're smashing mirrors or something, or taking a hammer and, like, breaking stuff. I don't know the name of it. I don't know if it's break stuff. I don't know.
But... Oh, we got one of those out here too. It's like some are smashed on or something like that. Yeah, but, like, I think that's a whole ton of art too. Like, once it's all smashed up and you look at it, it's just no offense. Like, it's low key beautiful. It's like what different things can be recreated into, and like, oh, this crack looks like this, or yeah, it looks like a shape of a heart now instead of a shape of a circle or a cylinder. It's dope. Like, after you smash everything, you can find all the little pieces. Right. Art is really everywhere. Like I said, where there's life, there is art.
Yes, thank you. Where can they find you again, Chantel?
Go ahead and find me at Chantel Janae _ on Instagram. That's pretty much all I really have. But keep paying attention to me, because I will be coming up. And I appreciate you for having me, honestly.
I'm gonna be looking for Chantel Creations. Y'all make sure y'all follow her, Chantel Janae _. Y'all follow me, Wisdom with a Z, The Healer LLC. I also started a Wisdom podcast. For that, y'all can see the faces of the interviewers. I will be doing video podcasting pretty soon, so y'all make sure y'all look out for that. And yeah, y'all make sure y'all also follow Overlook Creations, in which I partner with a nonprofit organization now, y'all. I hope everyone have a great day on purpose. And I'm going to have a teacher. That's going to be the next episode that I'm going to have on my podcast, because I would like to hear where are these children, where their mental is at, and what's really going on in our society. So I hope everyone have a great day on purpose, and make sure y'all follow. And peace.